Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Once again, I'm in the glorious Peak District. The weather, however, isn't so glorious today. But that was to be expected, because whenever Andy, my friend Andy, and I go walking, it always seems to rain. No matter what or when, and no matter what time of year it is, and what day we choose to go, rain always arrives. We're just jinxed, but that is not a problem at all. Fully kitted out today, full waterproofs, and I'm looking forward to a great walk. So, where am I? Obviously, I'm in the glorious Peak District, but I'm on the Snake Road, the A57, and a particular spot called the Birchin Clough Car Park, which is near the Lady Clough plantation. Just looking at the cars going past now. And I'm going to jump out of the car in a moment's time to get my boots out of the boot, or the trunk, for my international listeners. And it's going to be a great walk. So we're going to head off from here, the Birchin Clough Car Park, down into the Woodlands Valley and meet the River Ashup as we walk through the forest down Lady Clough. The Lady Clough River joins with the River Ashup, and we're going to head up towards Ashup Head. And then from Ashup Head, we're going to head up onto... Too many heads here. We're going to... Our direction is going to be Kinder Scout, and we're going to walk across or along the northern edge of Kinder Scout, and then possibly come down Fairbrook Naze, or we may come down Fairbrook itself, back down to the Woodlands Valley, and then back up to where we are now. So I'm just enjoying sitting here, listening to the rain on the roof of the car. It's quite therapeutic after the hectic traffic. Chesterfield seems to be in gridlock status at the minute, because there are some roadworks going off at what I would like to call the Quick Fit roundabout. For those that know Chesterfield, there is some new development being built, a spot called the Riverside, like shopping something or other. They're building some more shops there, but they're also building some new footpaths to go with it, and it's slowing traffic down around the Quick Fit roundabout and the cinema roundabout. Also, I know that there's some major roadworks going off near the new Tesco roundabout. This has no relevance, really, to anyone who doesn't know Chesterfield. But I'll tell you something that is relevant to us outdoor folk. The outdoor retailer Go Outdoors, they've just been given planning consent to relocate their HQ and build a new store at the location of the old Tesco in Chesterfield, which is excellent news for Chesterfield, as it's going to create some new jobs, and also excellent news for us outdoor gear fans. But I've got a sneaky suspicion that my girlfriend will probably take my bank card off me when she realises how close the new outdoor store is going to be. I dare say I'll be banned from going in there and spending any money. You never know. Okay, so the rain has died down a wee bit now, so I'm going to head outside and get my boots out of the boot and get them on my feet and get gone. All right, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now. Whoops. I did a fill there. I accidentally my phone was locked, so it took me a moment there to stop the recording. Okay, it is bye for now.